This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Travin, do me a favor, brother. Please play that clip with the county executive, Sarah Nimrato. Please play that. Thanks. It's important.
Researchers anticipate that employers can expect about 1.7% of the workforce to qualify for the policy per year. So if you employ 100 people, that means about one or two people per year on average would qualify. I also have to say, I will be so disappointed in myself as the first county executive who will give birth in office to not be able to provide parental leave for other families who are struggling every day and just want that time to recover and to bond and to build their family.
Very emotional, Sarah Nimrato. It's actually poignant and perfect timing to have my beautiful wife, Christine, here to make this discussion public. And I say public for several reasons. A lot of you folks know where I stand with Nimrato. I'm not a fan of her policies. I'm not a fan of her leadership. And she has refused to appear on this show as a result. And that's fine. We all make choices. But Christine knows this because she's my wife and we talk about everything. To me, this is different, and I'm going to tell you why. And I sent Nimrato a text about this as if that's relevant. I knew she was pregnant weeks ago and actually brought it up with you, sweetheart, right?
You did. Yeah, right? We talked about it.
And knew all the information about who the father is and where he lived and blah, 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 who he works for, right?
Yeah, yeah. Always find out things first.
Well, regardless. And then I went to my boss, PJ, and I said, and I even called Fitz about this, because Fitz is my boy. We grew up together. And I wondered if that was important to tell the world that she's pregnant. Honestly, we mulled this over, did we not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, as a woman in the public eye,
yep.
Personally, I think it should be up to the woman when they're ready to make that announcement public.
And then what happens, and I agree with you, obviously, but then when personal becomes conflated with policy, then it becomes a discussion of conversation. And that becomes this a paid paternal leave thing, 18 weeks,
mm-hmm.
And the cost. And I'm offended, quite frankly, by the narrative that she would actually get pregnant to get this benefit.
Well, that makes absolutely no sense.
I find it ignorant by definition.
Yeah, it is.
Annoying, small-minded, low IQ kind of mentality. And a lot of my boys pushed me to go after her on this. I said, no, doesn't make me better. But we passed on breaking this news because here's why, honey. And I'm so glad you're here. The thing about the sanctity of having a baby and the miracle of it is that it is a miracle. And one of my closest friends and one of my relatives, two separate stories, have struggled mightily to have kids,
mm-hmm.
Massive issues. And it's very, very intense It's very, very emotional. It's very, very scary. And then with Inamorato, and again, we're not friends, so she has had difficulty getting pregnant. And she's a little older for this.
Yeah, which, she's 40.
And sweetheart, you know this because you've researched this, because you had babies a little bit older.
I did, yeah.
And how old were you when you had Vince?
39.
Which, and I don't
Almost
know this
40.
Stuff, but you knew. It's classified as, is it high risk, dear?
It's, geriatric, a higher risk than if you have it before 35. So both Chloe and Vince were the higher risk.
And we got married when I was older and she was older and we took that risk, but it's very unnerving, is it not?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so for all those reasons, we decided not to make that story public. In fact, she said, Andy Shee and my boy, same thing. They decided to pass because she was getting an exam last Friday to determine the viability of the pregnancy. And then I guess she went public with this last night and then went into this paid paternity leave situation. Look, I make a lot of decisions for a lot of reasons. Some of them are stupid. Some of them are ignorant. Some of them are bad. But I did send her a text. It's irrelevant whether or not I sent her a text or whether she responds. And the truth of the matter is that she's high risk. It's very personal. Who the father is in my world is rather irrelevant, quite frankly, and mm-hmm. very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to go there. But we go there now because she made it public. And it gets into this whole medical leave situation, paternity leave.
Right. She announced it last night at the council meeting when they were discussing the maternity and paternity leave.
Look, I have disagreed with various decisions she's made, and she knows this, and her staff knows this, and they berate me for misspelling her name, putting an H on it, and that's fine. And she won't come on the show, and that's fine. That's irrelevant. But big picture in this scenario, there is nothing more significant in a woman's life ever than having a healthy baby. Is there, dear?
I mean, for me personally, I would absolutely agree. It's, like you said, it's a miracle. It's a blessing. And so I absolutely think that it should be up to that woman to decide when they want to make that public, whether they're a politician, a private person,
right.
a public person. You know, there are a lot of tests now that they do.
Yep.
And if you want to wait till you have more information, and make sure that, like you said, it's viable or, you know, everything's going okay, that should be your right. I mean, obviously, sometimes you're showing, people might be gossiping, but
yeah.
in terms of, like, you know, our jobs as journalists, there are times where you might know information, but you choose to withhold it because there are things like this that are more personal, and it should be up to, you know, it should be up to that person when they want to make that public.
I passed on breaking that news. My boy PJ, who I love, our boss, said, we're never going to get awards. We're not going to win awards for telling someone's pregnant, because what it makes it is kind of an attack. And it's a beautiful thing to have a baby.
Oh, I'm so excited for her. I mean, what a blessing, really. It's so wonderful that so many more older women are able to have
yep.
kids now. I mean, that's becoming much more common. And, you know, whether it's IVF or just a lot of prenatal health, women are safely having kids much older now. And it's just wonderful because not everyone is, you know, ready to have a baby younger, or like you and I wasn't even 31 or 32 when we got married. So, you know, that was, for us, it wasn't something that was possible. So I'm really excited.
Now she's made this public now and brought into this conversation the paid leave. She's conflated the two issues, so now it becomes conversation and discussion and relevance and cost.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime with experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.